Okay, I've got this thing I want to talk about now. Remember before the general election when Nick Clegg was going around telling all the students, "Vote for me, I will give you free tuition." And then he became Deputy Prime Minister and then decided to sort of pretend that he'd never said anything of the sort in relation to student fees. And I'm sure, because it seems to have gone away, this whole issue of the student tuition fees, although obviously if you're a student and you're contemplating having £9,000 worth of debt every year, and, you know, they say to you, don't worry, you don't pay now, you pay later when you've got a job in the future. You can pay in 20 years' time or something. Don't worry, you'll have this sort of imaginary £50,000 debt hanging around your neck. Don't worry, though, it's not really a debt, is it? It's in the future, you pay it later on. How that affects your chances of getting a mortgage, etc., I don't know. But I'm sure lots of people, including Mr. Clegg, have hoped that this thing had gone away. And for many people it has. For other people, not quite the case. Now, I've been looking at the website for the University of Edinburgh, which I believe, from the newspapers, is more expensive than going to Oxford or Cambridge. I could be wrong on that, but that, I don't think so. But the thing is, I'm trying to understand who pays what and how much. I'm trying to get to grips with this whole tuition thing. And, here we go. Okay, University of Edinburgh website. It's ed.ac.uk. From September 2012, if your normal home address is in England, Wales, or Northern Ireland, you will have to pay to study at Edinburgh. You are regarded as a, or maybe it should be an, but it says a RUK, rest of UK student. Okay? So if you're from England, Wales, or Northern Ireland, you are an RUK, which basically means you do have to pay £9,000 a year. This is subject to approval by the Scottish Parliament. And that's what you're paying every year. Okay, that's the first thing. If you're Scottish, you get it for free, courtesy of the English taxpayer, of course. Now, the thing is, the interesting bit is, well, what about if you are from the EU? Now, this is the interesting bit. What if you're from the EU, but you're English? What if you're from the EU and you're not English? There's a difference. So here we go. Because I suppose one could say, well, Scotland can charge whatever it wants to. But what they're saying is, it's not our fault we're charging people this from England. This is the fault of the Parliament in England. Okay, interesting. As far as I know, Scotland has its own legal system, therefore can charge people from England whatever it wants. But there seems to be an argument here that somehow, if you're English and you normally live in England and you go to Scotland to study, you have to be charged. It's like the law, you have to be charged £9,000 because the English law courts or English Parliament says so. As far as I'm concerned, English law has no bearing in Scotland, therefore you don't have to be charged £9,000. But anyway, here we go. Non-UK EU students. EU students from outside the UK can apply to the Student Awards Agency for Scotland for their tuition fees to be paid on their behalf. Interesting stuff. So, basically, if you're from the EU, but you're outside of the UK, you can have your fees paid for by English taxpayers. If you're English, Welsh or Northern Irish, you have to pay. Does that make any sense? Does that sound fair to you? So basically, full-time Scottish domicile students and non-UK EU students, you can apply for the Student Awards Agency for Scotland and have it paid for. So basically, if you're English and you normally live in England, you have to pay £9,000 a year. If you're from the EU, anywhere in the EU except if you're from the UK, you can apply for the to have it paid for you by English people. Now, what do you think of that? Is that fair?